Good morning. How's everyone doing? It's been a while since we've seen each other. But today is a very, very important lesson for us. Jesus is telling us what is necessary to enter into his heavenly kingdom. Because one day he will come for us and he will invite us into his kingdom. But you know what? We have to be wearing the right clothes. You have to be wearing a white robe of righteousness. The parable today has nothing to do with the oil. It has nothing to do with the number of virgins or the bridesmaids. It has everything to do with about wearing the right clothes. Because if you're wearing the white robe of righteousness, Jesus will allow you to come in. And there you will live with him, and you will eat with him, and you will sup with him, and you will be with him forever and ever. Now the question is, none of you are wearing a white robe of righteousness. So I guess I'm the only one. Is that true? No. How do you know that you are wearing the white robe of righteousness, Lily? Baptism. At baptism, you were given freely a white robe of righteousness. It happened right over there for many of you. I know this for a fact because I was there. That's right, Vince, I was there, even with you. Vince is even wearing a white robe of righteousness. Yes, Mom and Dad, be sure of it. Even Vince is wearing a white robe of righteousness. And all of you are, and everyone looking at you. But there is something necessary, because what happens now, stay with me, when you go outside into the world and play, what happens? There's mud, and there's dirt, and there's sin. Oakley, what happens? You get, it never happens to you, I know. Oakley never gets dirty. But when you go out into the world, this white robe of righteousness gets dirty. But then you come to church, and what does Jesus do for you, Owen? He washes it white again. When we confess our sins and we say, Jesus, I am a sinner. I agree with you that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. And then one day all of you will come here to his altar, and you will eat his body, and you will drink his blood. And it is that blood that washes this robe clean. So in our forgiveness, in the confession of our sins, in the receiving of his body and blood, coming to church to hear the word, and it's the word that gives us faith, that again is important for us. This is important. This is how you get into heaven, by remaining connected to your Lord Jesus, by living in him each and every day. For if you come to the door one day, and you're not wearing the white robe of righteousness, what does Jesus say to us today? He says, go away. I don't know who you are. Those are horrific words for us Christians. Our Lord Jesus doesn't know who we are. And that will happen to many, 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 many Christians, because they have let their white robe of righteousness become so dirty, or they have themselves taken off the white robe of righteousness. And they refuse to come and hear the gospel. And they refuse to come and hear and receive body and blood. They refuse to forgive. And they refuse to hear that they are forgiven. And their white robe of righteousness is like Caden's pants, dark black. And on that last day, Jesus will not accept that. He will not accept that. You have to be wearing the white robe of righteousness. Freely given to all of you, right over there. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Let's fold our hands. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes, and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your goodness and mercy. For it is you, O Lord, who has given to us, to each of us individually, a white robe of righteousness. And it is you, Lord Jesus, who forgives us of our sins. And because our sins are forgiven, you will welcome us one day into your kingdom. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you come quickly for us. And even so, we pray in your holy name. Amen. And all the children said,